Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
My darlings, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland, the best in paranormal talk radio. I'm your host, Chauncey Allworth. This is my co-host, Kara Kittrick.
Hello.
You got any news for us tonight, Kara?
Yeah, I do. So this week, there's really one main story I really want to dive into because it's pretty crazy. So there was a fantastic article in the Washington Post last week entitled, quote, "How Angry Pilots Got the Navy to Stop Dismissing UFO Sightings," which, as a title, is just God's gift to paranormal radio hosts. Mm-hmm. So already I love it. But apparently the U.S. Navy has released new guidelines recently on how pilots can report encounters with, quote, unidentified aircraft in an effort to destigmatize and study the findings following a recent uptick in unidentified aircraft entering military airspace to the tune of multiple times a month. Apparently, these intrusions have been happening on a regular basis since 2014. Joseph Gradisher, literal spokesman for the Office of the Deputy Chief of Naval Operations for Information Warfare, told the Post, "We want to get to the bottom of where it's coming from and what their intent is. We need to find ways to prevent it from happening again." They also talked to a guy named Chris Mellon, a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Intelligence and staffer on the Senate Intelligence Committee. Long titles, yeah. He described the long pattern of pilots encountering mysterious crafts. Quote, "Pilots, many of whom are engineers and academy graduates, claim to observe small spherical objects flying in formation. Others say they've seen white tic-tac-shaped vehicles. Aside from drones, all engines rely on burning fuel to generate power, but these vehicles all had no air intake, no wind, and no exhaust." Mellon says, "Imagine you see highly advanced vehicles. They appear on radar systems. They look bizarre. No one knows where they're from. This happens on a recurring basis, and no one does anything." Apparently, pilots, fearing for their careers, have tended not to speak up, and when they do, their sightings are usually not investigated. These new guidelines basically make it easier to report and formalize the process so that the reports reach agencies and individuals who are interested. In any case, I think that the fact that the Washington Post is reporting this and military officials are taking it seriously can be considered confirmation once and for all that the Large Hadron Collider did indeed dump us into some sort of bizarro universe or something. Like, it's just straight up weird. Then again, one of the other stories that was in the news last week was from the South China Morning Post, which reported that the Chinese government had a psychic program for 16 years in the 80s and 90s, following in the footsteps of the U.S. psychic spying program Project Stargate. So maybe militaries are just willing to throw money at anything that looks like it might be kind of important, even if it's a long shot. Anyway, back to you, Chauncey.
Tic-tac warfare.
Tic-tac yeah. warfare, precisely.
Well, I wonder, I'd like it if the, you know, it's, we still have this idea, this world from our governments, and I guess we should, obviously, there's unidentified flying objects out there, but that they need to hide stuff from us. It'd be nice if, right. If the government thought of the people as their allies, and I think it just goes to show you that all scientists of any merit are bought up by the government, you know, because why would they come to us? They already have all the scientists. What we need to do is go steal some scientists back so that we have some trade power because...
Well, you know, most scientists work for, like, universities and stuff.
That's a government, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but there aren't shadowy people.
Listen to the conservative talk radio, man. They're the ones brainwashing your children.
Okay, clearly... Clearly, I haven't listened
okay,
to
Okay, I got to throw this out there for radio. Conservative talk radio people that think that colleges are brainwashing their college-age children. And my question is, if you were that age and sent to the college, would they have brainwashed you? If your answer is yes, go ahead and continue to be scared. But if it's no, give these people the same credit that you gave yourself. All right, moving on. Now, I just
glad
to
we cleared that up. Well, for all time.
Every time I
forever.
Hear it, every time I hear it, I think this pundit is basically telling me that if he was young and in his late 20s in grad school, he would have been totally manipulated by the system. You know, yeah. It's like, you know, if you don't feel that for yourself, you have to give other people the same credit that you're giving yourself.
Yeah.
So I got, you know, one word for you on this pilot thing, and that's Wakanda. Okay, so seriously, okay. You know, how much more advanced are we than Mexico? Scientifically, militarily, how much more advanced are we than them?
I mean, it depends on where you're talking, and like the day-to-day lives of our citizens, not really at all.
Okay.
If you're talking like our militaries, yeah, our military's more advanced, but we just have more of all the same stuff.
Now, I'm not coming down on Mexico, but here's the comparison. We're talking about feudal Europe.
Okay, sure.
The United States is 10. Feudal Europe is 0. United States is 10. What number is a country like Mexico? Or let's be fair. What level is a country like Canada?
Like Canada, I would say also a 10. I would say for all practical purposes, there's really no difference.
There's absolutely no way they are. No way. Militarily, we are.
Look,
we're left with the impression that the
they
only
have a smaller military, but it's not like they don't know how to make all the stuff that we have.
Right, because it's coming from us because we're allies. So maybe they're not the
well,
right.
Well, they could
field.
Have figured it out.
I believe that they could have figured it out. I'm not coming down on Canadian intelligence. I'm coming down on their money that they pump into their scientific community that's creating these advances. And what I'm saying is that we are technologically, us, China, and Russia, due to military stuff, we are technologically far beyond a lot of these other countries on the planet. You and I just don't experience it.
Yeah. I guess I'm not really sure that that's so true, though. I mean, like, we all have the same knowledge of the fundamentals of science.
I don't have anything to back this up. I don't have anything to back this up. I just the one area that I do think the private sector has caught up with the government and surpassed it is data.
Absolutely.
Thanks to Google and Facebook and Twitter, their abilities to process and collect data is far beyond the government.
I mean, look, if you watch spy thrillers, the government always has the best stuff. If you talk to, like, veterans and say, you know, if you throw the term military grade around veterans,
right,
they're like,
right.
Yeah, military grade means the absolute bottom of the barrel.
Right. But you know, drone warfare, these sorts of things are coming from us first. You know, we're coming to the beginning of Ender's Game with our drone warfare.
I'm pretty sure the private sector has better drones than our government does.
I don't. I definitely don't.
Yeah. I mean, spy satellites are one thing, like... Yeah. NASA has some advanced stuff.
No, these drones that are, you know, going and attacking in the Middle East and stuff, man, these things are crazy.
Yeah. You know, so are surveying drones that you use.
My point is
okay,
it possible that there is another country that has something that we don't know? Like, are these unidentified flying things? Are they hologram tests? Are they any sorts of other things that are potentially, you know...
Well, you know,
is there a Wakanda out there that's like messing with us?
Sitting on untold stockpiles of vibranium.
Well, yeah, whatever. And I know a lot of people are going to be a Wakanda, whatever. You know, apply whatever term you want.
No.
But is there another country out there doing this to us?
You're right. And I think that's what the government is worried about, basically. They're not, I don't know how concerned they actually are that they've been encountering alien spacecraft.
Yeah, but I want to know what they think. You know, but they're not going to tell us.
Yeah, they don't. They don't say.
That's kind of where I was getting at. They're not going to.
It seems like, well, these people that quoted are kind of in. It's frustrating that we don't know anything. Land.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, but these guys are like, honestly, I wouldn't be so terribly surprised if some of these UFOs came from us.
All right. Yeah, I wouldn't either. All right. Coming up next, we have Alexi on Morningstar. We're going to be talking about psychic vampirism. As far of a cry from the news as we just discovered, you're listening to Radio Wasteland. Come on back. Night.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up the 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
A Turtle Bay membership is your ticket for 300 acres of fun. With free admission, discounts, member-only events, and new traveling exhibitions throughout the year. Plus discounts at Sheraton Reading Hotel, Mosaic Restaurant, and more. Your membership gives you year-round access for less than $8 a month for two adults and up to four kids for a full year from date of purchase. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play, discover, learn. For more information, visit turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
On Thursday, May 2nd, it's Dine and Donate, an Elements Lounge inside Wind River Resort and Casino. All you have to do is go to dinner in Elements, and 10% of all food sales will be donated to Shasta Trinity Relay for Life. Plus, you'll get $5 free slot play. At Relay for Life, no donation is too small. Each and every dollar helps. So head out to Wind River on May 2nd and have dinner in Elements Lounge. Hashtag proud to play your part. That's Thursday, May 2nd at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
You're listening to Chauncey and Kara on Radio Wasteland right here on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. That's Free Fire Radio. Find all our shows and archives by visiting Radio Wasteland at radiowasteland.us.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland. We are talking to Alexion Morningstar, psychic vampire, and also regular vampire. Alexi, do we have you with us there?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm here.
Fantastic. Okay. So this is a topic that we've kind of been wanting to hit for a while. We've had two other shows where we've talked about just vampirism, but basically we had people who drink blood on. Today we're talking about vampirism of the psychic variety. So just to be clear on what we're talking about, can you describe briefly, like, what psychic vampirism is?
There's several different sort of ways to do it. I do it with ambient energy. So, like, go into a place and, I mean, heck, you might be doing it without even knowing the name. Go into a place, talking to people, knowing that, well, not knowing, but feeling better afterwards, or getting a sort of energy from them. Mm-hmm. But when you don't, it has quite a few different sort of negative effects on you.
Right. Like what kind of effects?
Anything from blurred vision to like, pain in joints or body.
Okay. So that doesn't sound great. how did you...
Yeah, not so much.
Yeah, yeah. How did you figure out that you had a need to do this energy feed? I mean?
Kind of after, well, after schooling, I got more into the psychic side of things.
Mm-hmm.
In school, I was more of the sanguinarian type.
And by that, you
physical
mean?
Cold blood.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I would have, like, a week off of work and start realizing, hey, shit, sorry, start realizing, hey, I have bad effects when I'm not around people, especially those that I like.
Mm-hmm.
So I started just researching what that could be, what it would mean, and eventually I came to psychic sort of feeding. That's when I realized, hey, that thing they always did.
Right.
Other people have that. And there's a whole community around it.
And so, Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, so before that you were feeding on blood, basically, and then you realized that when you were deprived of human contact, you experienced these symptoms. So do I have that right, basically?
Yeah.
Yeah, so my question, I guess, is we've talked to blood drinkers on this show before, and they've had varying opinions on the whole psychic phenomenon. Some people have said, you know, blood drinking is purely a nutritional thing. Some people have said, basically, it's just an equivalent way to get energy. Since you do both, what's kind of your take on that? Do you think they're two sort of separate categories that fulfill separate needs, or are they sort of fulfilling the same need?
I think that the nutritional and beneficial benefit to blood drinking, the physical, is it lasts longer for me,
mm-hmm.
but I don't really know what a only sanguinarian, sorry, blood drinker, what their take on psychic feeding is.
Okay. And when, and sort of the elephant in the room here is basically when you're psychic feeding, what happens to the people you're feeding on? Is there an effect? Does anything happen?
I mean, a lot of people seem to, put out a lot more energy than what they're using, but some very sensitive people have said that they feel slightly weakened.
Interesting.
So, guess it just depends on everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, so it sounds like that was kind of another one of the questions we had gotten into, which was, is there an ethical problem with doing this? And it sounds like maybe no, because most people aren't using all of this excess energy. They're sort of bleeding off.
Yeah, I got a question here. It's like when we think about psychic energy and psychic energy being taken from me, I guess automatically I sort of associated it with like emotional levels, and I see people and, you know, I feel down myself sometimes, and I sort of automatically assumed that psychic energy would be taking my own mental constitution from me, and that when a psychic vampire had pulled from me, that I would feel some sort of depression or some sort of weakness or something like that. But it's not like that. It's just an energy force that we're putting out more than we need.
Some people do feel weakened by it,
mm-hmm.
which is why I tried to go to large areas, the local student center, or a mall restaurant, that sort of a thing.
Yeah, so that you can only take a little bit from everyone.
There's more people, so the energy taken from each one would be minuscule.
Mm-hmm.
That way, you know, they wouldn't really feel it.
Interesting.
So I got to ask, you appear to not have a desire to hurt people. Of course, you're going to a public, you're going to a public situation, and you don't want to hurt people. Are there psychic vampires who are maybe feeding off of people directly that are maybe a little less ethical about it?
I can't speak for everyone, but I mean, back in my high school days, yes, I was one of those.
Hmm.
I would target people that made me feel super overflowy. So, sorry, I know that's not a word. But I mean, there are those that aren't that ethical about it.
Yeah.
So,
interesting.
I personally have come into contact with 2 or 3, but I mean, the larger majority of people don't even know that they're doing that. So,
interesting. So we're coming up on our first break here. When you come back, we will continue to be talking to Alexi and Morningstar. We're going to cover some larger issues associated with psychic vampirism and vampirism in general. Stay tuned.
The world is a vampire. Sent to Jane. Secret destroyed. Desires and a piece of the game.
all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
The Healthy Aging Fair is an event that provides ways for seniors to stay healthy and active through health screenings, education, and resources for chronic disease management. This year's vendors will include Arcadia Home Care, Physical Therapy and Balance Center, Restore Orthotics, Sojourn Hospice, and MD Imaging. Join us at the Mount Shasta Mall on Friday, May 10th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. to benefit from these and other nonprofit resources in the community.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Radio Wasteland comes to you from the Reading studios of Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM and AM 1460.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland. We're talking to Alexian Morningstar about psychic vampirism and vampirism in general. We have a whole bunch of questions, some of them silly, some of them not, but for the beginning of this segment, I just want to pull the camera back a little bit and ask, how has this affected your life?
To the point of interpersonal connections, I It's no secret. I've had a ton of relationships, but what most people don't realize is a lot of those were, a lot of those were a way to feed on people and people that were extra, as they say, to make sure that they wouldn't notice it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was in a car accident about two-ish years ago. And the way that psychic feeding really helped me, well, feeding in general, I got back to my feet with the aid of feeding. I mean, it's been largely beneficial for me.
Interesting. So, you mentioned you've been in relationships with people as, like, a way to feed. Is that more beneficial to you, for instance, than going to a public place and feeding? Is one more potent than the other? Does one give you more energy, or is it just kind of another way?
I mean, a lot of the past ones were sanguinary.
I mean,
blood. So, I mean...
So you can't exactly feed on blood from a group of people in public.
Well, true. I mean, one-on-one is usually more powerful. Just because, I mean, it's one person, and I'm taking a lot from them.
I'm a horror movie fanatic, so forgive me if some of my assumptions are coming from my love of horror films. But
yes, as I said, we have silly questions.
Give me credit here. So in the movies, when somebody tastes one person's blood as opposed to another, sometimes they say, hey, that one's good, that one's bad. You know, there's different values applied to the blood from a different person. So, I mean, I'm assuming that with a sanguine vampire, that when they taste somebody's blood, not all blood tastes the same. And therefore might intrinsically have different value to the person who needs it. Is that the case with the psychic aspect as well? You know, can you
definitely.
Get, let's equate it to a cup. If I get a cup of psychic juice from Kara and I get a cup of psychic juice from Jared, could one of the two of them actually be much more nutritious, for lack of a better word?
One will most likely be more potent than the other, but a lot of people, they either are good to feed on or aren't. So, I mean, yes, it can be more beneficial to get from a certain person than another.
And is this something you can tell when from, like, as somebody like me who's not a psychic vampire, could I tell from a person? Like, my wife is very, very peppy and energetic and positive, and I'm really kind of a doomsayer and a naysayer. Are one of the two of us more apt to have something better, or does it really have nothing to do with that?
Well, a lot of psychic vampires would say that your wife is more potent and more likely to give them what they need. But
you heard it here first.
I mean, I've adapted to feeding off of negative energy. So I personally would say that you are the better feed.
So you prefer the dark and depressed people?
Correct.
Oh, well, I'm a wealth of that.
Yeah, we're going to have to keep you away from John.
Yeah, but thinking about what you just said about my wife being the preferred for your person makes me think, because my wife and I are so incredibly different, is it possible that I am a psychic vampire feeding off my wife and I don't know it? You know, obviously you had to learn that you were this, and had you not learned this, you would still be this. So is it possible that... that a lot of us are running around here and we just don't know that we're doing it?
I mean, anything is possible, yes. Do you feel better? Do you have negative effects when you aren't around her for long periods of time?
Yeah, but I think any husband would say that about their wife if they got along well. You know, I definitely prefer to be around her. But I'm generally negative no matter who's around. You know, so
yeah.
So I'm not sure how much of a pep I'm getting out of her, you know. But maybe. I don't know. I'll have to think about it. Maybe.
I would look more into it if I were you, just to get a... experience from everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I just thought of it. Maybe she's the psychic vampire, and that's why I'm negative all the time.
Oh.
That's No, I'm serious. This is very much a possibility because, well, I mean, well, I don't know. I don't know. It's just a whole world out there. I mean, I imagine that. Let me ask you this. When you feed off of somebody, is it mostly physiological that you feel better or that you feel stronger? It's not necessarily an emotional thing. It's like when we asked you what it was like to feed, you had said like, you know, your breathing and your joints. And so it's more of a physiological strength that comes from it than a mental one, I'm guessing.
Correct.
I see.
I mean, if you can't tell, money... voice tends to get a little bit flaky and distorted a little bit. It's not good when I haven't talked for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it rises and falls. I just don't feel normal.
Interesting. Okay. Well, we are once again coming up in commercial here. We are talking to Alexion Morningstar about vampirism, psychic, and otherwise. Come on back.
So I I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Shasta High's award-winning music department celebrates its 50th musical with the full theatrical production of The Little Mermaid, presented like Reading has never seen. All shows are at the beautiful David Marr Theater in Reading, May 2nd through the 4th and 9th through the 11th, featuring beloved songs such as Part of Your World, Under the Sea, Kiss the Girl, and many more. This classic tale with its heartwarming characters is one of the most celebrated Broadway musicals ever. For ticketing information or to see what they have planned as they celebrate 50 years of musical excellence, visit ShastaHighChoir.com.
Come on, let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends, place piled high with happiness. Black Bear Diamond, it feels like home to me. Can't explain it, you just have to see. Hey, Black Bear feels like home.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
You're listening to Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. You're listening to Radio Wasteland with Chauncey and Kara. And don't forget to follow Radio Wasteland on Facebook at facebook.com/radiowasteland.us.
All right. Welcome to Radio Wasteland. We are talking with Alexian Morningstar about vampirism, specifically psychic vampirism. Lexi, we're both in this vampire chat together. That's how I met you. And so there are a lot of psychic vampires in there. And you may have noticed that a lot of them are like witches and occultists, basically. They do lots of weird stuff that I don't understand. they feed on people from a distance. They do this, they do that. They're always talking about disincarnates and cyballs. I don't know. And I'm getting the sense, like, since you do both the blood thing and the psi thing, you're not necessarily way into all of that. But my question is there a connection between psychic vampirism and the occult?
I mean, I am into the occult,
okay,
but not heavily, and mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that there's a connection per se. I mean, I was way into the occult before finding out that I am a vampire.
Right.
So, I personally... can't distance feed. So,
right.
Again, typical for each person, or rather dependent on them.
Mm-hmm.
You guys use the term cyball? What is that?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Oh, really? Okay. So.
Okay. So we've concluded that there are some people who are on, like, another level in our vampire chat. But that aside, well, go. You had a question.
My question is, you know, I kind of made the equation earlier. I was talking to Kara. Are vampires, I kind of imagine that the vampire community was very close-knit online. But what I'm kind of learning is that a lot of them don't necessarily know what the others are up to. So is this sort of like a I can't help but to use the word, you know, predatory animals are not generally collective
very
things.
Sociable.
So is this sort of a predator-prey view on the world and everybody sort of stakes out their claims separately of one another? I don't know if I'm asking that very well. Do you get what I'm saying?
I mean, if you're asking me, I have people around me that know. I tried using the term like once or twice and got laughed at. Mm-hmm. So I don't do that anymore. Mine is really the only way that I feel comfortable talking about things like this.
Right.
Because they don't know me in person. So.
Okay, yes.
I don't really know what others are like. Because, again, not many people around me know.
Okay, I remembered the question I was going to ask earlier, which I totally blanked on. This is a question I feel like you ask anyone in the vampire community, and you get a different answer. The term vampire, is there any connection with, like, European mythology about undead revenants? Or is it a convenient term that has been latched onto?
I mean, I think it's more of a convenient term, just because of, well, one or two of the things that collectively we do.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, there's not really any similarities between us and the European vampires.
Right.
Of mythology. I mean, we don't live forever. We're not allergic to sunlight. Although a lot of us are super, super white, or pale, I should say.
Yeah.
In a predilection to being awake at night, that sort of a thing. So, sort of not really.
So I'm curious when it comes to a psychic vampire, it seems like your interest is to feed off multiple people, small amounts, you know, do no harm, kind of, you know, you did some stuff when you were younger, but now you're like, you're not wanting to hurt any people. Is a psychic vampire capable of actually hurting a person?
I mean, depends on what you mean by hurt. Do you mean on a physical level?
No, I don't mean like, are they stronger or anything like that. I mean like, are they physically, by their feeding, could they feed off of a person to the point where it caused injury or death or coma or just just general malaise that's going to last a long time. You know, it's like, can they they really hurt a person in any way with their psychic feeding?
It's probably possible, like with stained contact. And if they only fed off of that one person, but for me, I don't like to do that. So, not for me, but it's probably possible.
Then I guess my question after following that up would be, if I were a person, is there a way, if I were, I am a person.
Sure, Chauncey, we see right through you.
As a human, you know, is there a way that I could protect myself from a psychic vampire? If a psychic vampire is looking to feed off of me, could I stop them?
I mean, like I say, most vampires don't like negative energy, so best thing for you personally would be to be yourself. I mean, there's not really any garlic or anything like that.
By putting out the flavor they don't want.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You're black licorice and your wife is lemonade.
Right, right. I like black licorice, though. I'm a big fan.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, you have been listening to Alexi Morningstar on Radio Wasteland. We've been talking about vampirism. We've been talking about the psychic effects. We've been throwing a lot of questions at you, Lexi. You handled them well. I want to know, before we sign off here, is there anything you would want people to know about vampires and psychic vampires in particular?
Just to reiterate, vampires in our world are not the vampires of mythology, so please do not equate us with them.
All right. Well, you've been listening to Alexi and Morningstar on Radio Wasteland. Lexi, thank you so much for coming on here. We learned a lot. It's interesting. We'll see you all next time.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical